This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Every year, New Jersey spends millions of dollars on legal fees for lawsuits that involve police. And it's not just civilians bringing those lawsuits. Police are suing police. Officers are suing other officers. They're suing departments and the towns they work for. Reporter Sally Herships has done a year-long investigation, and she found that between 2009 and 2012, cases of police suing police cost New Jersey taxpayers $29 million.
Take the case of Cassandra Smith. She worked for the Camden Police Department for 20 years, and she was the first woman there to be promoted to captain. That same day, she was assigned an unmarked car. She says she was so excited, she went out to the parking lot to take a look at it.
And opened the car door, and just so happens, just the way the interior light illuminated the inside of the door pocket, and there were approximately 3 bags of crack cocaine in the door pocket.
Smith says someone planted the drugs because they were angry a woman was going to be captain.
How are you feeling at that moment?
Just disbelief. Disbelief. This is big league. It's hardball. I could have very well not just ended up being terminated, but could have virtually ended up in jail.
Smith says that was just the beginning. After other incidents, she ended up suing for sexual harassment and discrimination. Her case was eventually settled for $165,000. People involved with the case say there's a whole other side to the story, but sometimes it's just easier and cheaper for all parties to settle. We found cases like Smith's across the entire state. Cops accusing cops of harassment, retaliation, discrimination, but no one is trying to fix the problems that caused them.
Is there recourse for officers in your situation besides lawsuits?
If there are, I am not aware of what the recourse would be.
Smith's only alternative would have been to go through internal affairs. But it turns out internal affairs answers to the chief of police. And Smith says her problem was with the chief. Antonio Hernandez is president of the National Coalition of Latino Officers. He says he hears about cases like Smith's all the time in New York and Pennsylvania.
I once had a lieutenant joked with me and said, you know, if internal affairs walks in here right now, tells you to dress in a pink tutu and put on a dance, you better put it on because if not, you'll be fired.
Hernandez calls the problem chiefs gone wild. He says the state and county should do a better job at monitoring police internal affairs in New Jersey, but they're not. And that can leave room for petty infighting and retaliation and lawsuits that can run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Lou Ryder used to be an officer. Now he's a consultant who audits police departments for insurers. He says the number one reason for these lawsuits is sloppily run internal affairs investigations.
That's what gets you into trouble when we don't do it right.
Ryder says internal affairs investigators have to know the rules, especially if they're in a union department. They have to know every nuance of collective bargaining. He says oftentimes the difference between a good department with no problems and ones with internal disputes comes down to the chief. Ryder's job means he visits a lot of police departments.
At the end of 3 days, we know who the thumpers are, the people who like to use force against people. We know who the skirt chasers are, the ones who are trying to use their position of authority to work up dates. We know the persons who are avoiding calls. Now, if I know that in 3 days of being on scene, everybody in that department should know the same thing.
But Ryder says, behind the department, if you look in the background, often you'll find unions. So states where officers are organized, like New Jersey, Florida, and California, have more lawsuits. John Shane says another part of the problem comes down to the way police are hired and promoted. He's a professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a former captain in the Newark, New Jersey Police Department. Shane says bad police departments can be run like kingdoms, where an officer's loyalty is valued over his ability.
In the hands of an autocratic manager, that rule book can become oppressive, and I can use it any way I see fit. Because there's a rule for everything. And I know that I'm going to be supported on the inside by my bosses. So I just then open up the page and find you without your hat, your shoes aren't shined, you're 3 feet out of your sector, and I'll charge you for it. And so goes the wheel of internal justice in the police department.
Joanna Schwartz is a professor at UCLA who studies police lawsuits. She says most police departments around the country don't pay settlement costs out of their own budgets. A lot of it's covered by insurance.
there is no financial pressure on those departments to take proactive measures to reduce the numbers of settlements and judgments.
In the business world, these lawsuits would be a huge problem, but no one in New Jersey even seems to be tracking the cost. The Attorney General's office, which oversees internal affairs for the state, says these cases should be bumped back to the towns. Schwartz says police departments should be tracking them, but she says most departments don't even know how many lawsuits are opened against an officer.
The next incident or the next interaction that that officer has with someone could become that high-profile case. So if you're interested in resolving little problems before they become big problems, it's very important to assess that information in a proactive way instead of waiting for the next catastrophe.
Everyone I spoke with outside New Jersey's government agrees the internal affairs system needs reform. But at this point, no one in the state's government seems to be paying attention. In the meantime, the lawsuits and legal fees keep coming. In New Jersey, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.